This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The U.S. flexing its military muscles off the coast of Venezuela. American forces targeted another alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea Thursday, the sixth strike so far. ABC's Martha Reddit.
Just 48 hours after the newest U.S. attack on a boat off Venezuela, we're learning of a massive show of military force off Venezuela's coast. ABC News confirming three nuclear-capable B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours in the Caribbean waters less than 90 miles from Venezuela.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information. Bolton, who became a vocal critic of President Trump's, accused of emailing top secret information to two family members. Bolton saying he's the latest target in Trump's weaponization of the Justice Department. Mass evacuations underway in Alaska following a devastating storm. Many flown to safety in Anchorage after entire communities were cut off by flooding. This is ABC News. Experts say the cost to heat homes may be higher this winter, and you can thank in part a growing number of AI data centers. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Now we've seen this big increase in demand from electric cars, from appliances, and then the really significant culprit, AI data centers. They have become a hot button issue. They've seen candidates from both political parties point to this issue, especially in Virginia, which is home to Data Center Alley. And according to a report from Bloomberg, electricity now costs 267% more in a month than it did 5 years ago in areas that are located near significant data center activity.
More universities, including USC and the University of Pennsylvania, have now declined to join the Trump administration's Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education, bringing the total number of rejections up to four. Would have given schools preferential funding in exchange for changes to school policy, like a cap on international admissions and not considering sex or ethnicity in applications. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
All again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, some scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm as well, breezy with lows in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, still warm with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, as I like to call it. Love me a Thursday night. You've got some Brewer baseball tonight, some NFL. I'm going to catch up on Slow Horses later. Lots to absorb, lots to watch tonight. So there's always TV watching to be done, folks. I don't take it lightly. I don't expect you to take it lightly. I take this very seriously because color television is one of the greatest inventions, I don't know, probably like aside from like the polio vaccine maybe or something, but it's one of the greatest inventions in humankind. And I celebrate it every night here at Nightlight. Working the board tonight, Mr. Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm excited to watch some colored television as well.
Oh, yeah?
Netflix just released a series called Starting Five. This is season two of it, and it follows five basketball players through the NBA season.
And like a reality show.
One of them just so happens to be my favorite NBA player,
who
Kevin
is it?
Durant.
Oh, you love Kevin Durant.
So I already watched two episodes today, and I'm enjoying it.
And did they drop it all at once, like Netflix does?
Yeah.
I love that.
So I'll probably be binging that. And, it's just a fun series to see, like, the inside look of what they go through.
That's awesome.
Behind the scenes.
That is fantastic. Well, it's always good to have a new show. I started the Chair Company last night. I watched the first episode.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
It was creepy and funny at the same time.
He's just creepy and funny. Like, the guy is like, there's never a calm moment with that guy. You don't know what he's going
to
do.
What'd you think of that scene when he goes to explore that place when he had the deviled egg first before he left?
That was great. And then the guy coming up behind him, stop looking at the Chair Company. And then he starts chasing him. Just so weird. I'll stick with it. I got to find out more about this guy. I haven't watched his other two shows, The Detroiters. I think it was Ben Reiser that was telling us about that.
Yep.
So that's where he's from, Tim Robinson. So I'll probably do more of a deep dive into some of the things he's done because he does have his own style. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know. We'll just see what happens with the Chair Company, but it's pretty funny. And it's just a guy who's like, it's like OCD or something. Not even OCD. He's just like a conspiracy theorist. Like, he investigates a chair company because he sat and the chair broke at a very important moment. It's like, so bizarre. Lots going on tonight. And we got two great guests. The popcorn pick of the week happens tonight, folks. Every Thursday at 6:35, we make the popcorn pick of the week and give you a movie recommendation that you can check out over the weekend or whenever. And tonight, to make the popcorn pick of the week, I'm joined by Kara Mulrooney. Kara is a Milwaukee-based actress and filmmaker and very talented and a good friend of mine. She's actually been on the radio. Conrad, she's actually co-hosted a radio show with me.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
A couple times, I think, maybe, when I was on another station down in Milwaukee they let me pick my own co-host, and I brought Kara because she's great. So she'll be here tonight as a guest. She's a very busy mom now. She's got two young kids, and her husband is a filmmaker who's a great guy. So I met Kara years ago on PBS Wisconsin because she had a short film in the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I interviewed her on PBS Wisconsin, interviewed her husband on PBS Wisconsin, who's also incredibly talented. But nice people, and Kara will be here. She's always a blast to talk to as well. So she'll give us the popcorn pick of the week, and we'll find out what's going on with Kara. And then tonight, a little later in the show, and the second hour is better. It'll be dark outside, and we've got Old World Wisconsin is putting on its Legends and Lore this month. And it's creepy stuff on the weekends. It's just great. We talked about it a little bit last year. I'm very excited to talk to Dan Hess, though. He'll be here tonight at 7:35, and we'll tell you what you can find if you're willing to venture over to Old World Wisconsin this month and check out some of their cool, really creepy stuff they have going on. Not too creepy enough. I think you could bring the kids to a lot of this stuff, but we'll ask Dan all about that in hour number two. This is, I don't know if you knew this, Con, this is National Dictionary Day.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool, right?
I guess. I mean, celebrate the dictionary, sure. Why not the dictionary, though? There's national all kinds of other weird stuff day. Why wouldn't we have a national dictionary today? So let's get a jump on this, and let's start tonight off right with our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite or least favorite word in honor of National Dictionary Day? Words are great. I consider myself a poor man's wordsmith as a writer. But I love words. They're great, and they're beautiful when people use them correctly or use them and string them together flawlessly or fluidly and brilliantly. I love, love, love words. But there are some words that drive me crazy, too. But there are some that I love. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite or least favorite word in honor of National Dictionary Day? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we'll read your text on the radio. You can also drop us a comment if you're listening over the app. And if you're watching the radio on the stream, you can drop us a stream comment through YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Give us a like or a follow, too, if you're there, folks, on Facebook. Or YouTube. Can you do likes on YouTube?
Yes, you can.
You can. I thought so. Yeah, you can give a little thumb up.
You can give a thumb up.
And Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you can follow us on Twitter me.
I think you can like it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can like it on Twitter. It's like a little heart.
Yeah, you can heart us.
But that's kind of like, that's extreme. Like, I don't know if I want to click love. I mean, I might like a post, but it's like Facebook, you can go like, you can put a
thumbs
heart.
Up.
Yeah. But like Twitter, it's like, no, you either love it or you go home.
Or you just, you know, tell why you don't like it in the comments like everyone else does.
Exactly. And they don't hold back on Twitter. So let's do that. But let us know what your favorite or least favorite words are. And we can talk about some of that in just a moment. I'll ask Conrad what his favorite words are. Have you seen this? What are your thoughts on Britney Spears?
Loved her in How I Met Your Mother.
Did she do a walk-on?
She loved the show so much that she wanted to be on it, and she plays a hilarious role in it, actually.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I like her. When she kind of has a sense of humor about herself, I think she's really fun. I could take or leave her music. I will say this. When Britney Spears dances, turn the music, turn the sound down and watch her dance. It looks idiotic. But having said that,
I think that's for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, exactly. But I don't really have an opinion on her. I don't know her, but I know she's been through all kinds of stuff. Her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, they were soulmates for about 3 years in the early 2000s, is writing a book about her. It just in time for when the child payments stopped. He was getting like $500,000 a year from her for their two kids. And he's put on a lot of weight since he started.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a backup dancer for Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Yeah. And I guess he's a DJ, but I mean, I can't stand people that write books like that. Like, the gravy train is over. I'm going to write a tell-all book. And supposedly he put in the book that she would stand at her son's bedroom doorway at night holding a knife. Didn't really say why or what, you know, whatever.
What?
But yeah.
You know, I'm writing a book.
Are you?
About you.
Mm, boy, that'll be a page turner. Just make sure you make me look beautiful.
Okay.
You got nothing, man. You got nothing on me, Conrad. I could write a book about you, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Please don't.
It's coming. But I just think that's so weird. And she says it's not true, obviously, but that's my pet peeve. And I think it's a bad character trait. And we have to come up with a question of the night for people that do that, like inexcusable behavior, because it really disgusts me. I thought you would be excited about this. Kate McKinnon is going to play Aphrodite in Percy Jackson. Did you see that?
I'm a huge fan of Percy Jackson. I read all the books.
Okay.
And I watched all the movies, and now I enjoyed season one of it on Disney Plus. So it kind of, the new season's pretty close to the book. There's differences, but I think she's going to be great at it.
Why doesn't she work more? Like, everything she's in, people love her, whether it was SNL, the Barbie movie. She had a great cameo in that. I mean, not more than a cameo, a minor role, but she stole every scene she was in. She does Hillary Clinton perfectly. I mean, she's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But this is news. It's like, oh, Kate McKinnon's working again.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching that.
I'm sure you will. I think you should. I know we talked about getting a Huck to a Girl fan club together. You should do it for Kate McKinnon, because she's actually incredibly talented.
Yes, she is very talented. The Huck to a Girl, not so much.
Well, she's talented, but I don't know. What? Now, where is she at now?
You want to hear something funny, actually. There's this actress that kind of got a small bit role in Chad Powers.
Okay.
And she was supposed to have one line, and she did it, but then the Huck to a Girl replaced her in the show.
She's on the show?
Yeah, for like 2 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
And she literally took out that one small bit actress that's really trying to get into acting.
So for 2 seconds of screen time, where she probably just, her only line was probably Huck Tua.
I would have laughed so hard if it was.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, she said was like, I'm disappointed in you or something like that.
I'll tell you another thing, and it's kind of along the same lines. I can't stand. I'm getting very tired of loaded millions and millions of dollars celebrities taking commercial roles away from actors who are trying to break in. We don't need, if I see Ryan Reynolds again, honest to God.
You have a beef with Ryan Reynolds and Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, Ryan Reynolds, and Gwyneth Paltrow. Those are my three.
What if they all starred in a movie? Are you going to it?
I probably, to hate watch it? Yeah, I probably would. But they're my Mount Rushmore of annoying. Anyway, let's keep it positive. Let's go to the, you have a quiz.
I do have a quiz for you. It's, you know, college basketball is starting soon.
Yeah.
And with that comes some new players with some awesome names. And I wanted you to kind of see if you could figure out which ones are real and which ones I made up myself.
I don't know when this started giving Pete quizzes that are like he barely has a chance at, because I don't follow college basketball. And the last one, Ben Chan was here. The guy's on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I'm facing off. Although that one I won. Remember
you did.
That?
You did.
Because it was about, what was that quiz we took with Ben?
Well, I forgot, to be honest.
I crushed him.
You did.
It was brutal. Oh, it was line. It was music lyrics, I think, or something.
Music. I did 10 seconds of music. Oh,
name
it was,
that tune.
It was about one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah, one-hit wonders. Oh, that was a proud moment.
Yes.
My mom even texted me.
Proud of you, Pete.
So honey, you did so well against the Jeopardy champ. Your abundance of useless knowledge has made me so proud. So my favorite words, I have to be honest, I did not really, I've been kind of struggling with this all day. There are a couple words I really like. Cinnamon, love that word. And it's a superfood, bonus.
Yeah.
Dongle, I'm kidding. Cinnamon, mellifluous. It's like a musical, smooth music, like a string instrument. Words I don't like, yummy. I feel like it's like almost intimate when people say that when they look at something.
Ooh,
look at me and go, yummy. Like, oh, and peculiar is another one. Buttress. I don't like the word buttress. just because I'm immature. All right, we'll find out what words Conrad likes or doesn't like when we come back. And I'm going to take a college basketball quiz. That'll be entertaining for all the wrong reasons. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The grocery store, the supermarket.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, Thursday night version, folks. Kara Mulrooney is here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. You're going to leave this show with nothing else, folks, than a great movie recommendation. She's got two kids. Might be a kids' movie. But she's also really into movies and acting and all that. So you might get like a classic. We don't know. You just have to stick around and find out. And then Dan Hess from Old World, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee, will be here in the second hour telling us about legends and lore that is happening all month at this really cool museum under the umbrella of the Wisconsin Historical Society, which does really amazing work. So our question of the night is, what is your least or most favorite word? It is National Dictionary Day. Con?
Yes.
Go for it.
I'd say my favorite word is scoundrel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of my favorites. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks.
I love it when people say it instead of, you know.
Butt? you know. Or ass or
yeah.
Fanny.
And then my least favorite word is literally.
Oh, because it's so overused.
I can't stand it when people just put it in the middle of a sentence.
And most of the time they misuse it.
Yes. One of my favorite bits in I Met Your Mother is that Robin says it too much because Barney says they don't teach correct grammar in Canada. So, and then Ted gets mad when she uses it because he's a word snob.
It's like people do that with the word right, too. So the other day, right? Yeah.
Well,
I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
You've got me. Scoundrel's good. That reminds me of a cad. The first time my mother-in-law saw my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and I had this intimate scene with Lauren Holly, my mother-in-law looked at me and said, "You cad." And then slapped me. It was fun. It was a good night. John in Madison in the 608 says his least favorite letter, or his least favorite word, I'm sorry, is, he says the word slit makes my skin crawl for some kind of subliminal reason. That's such a strange one. I love it, John. Yeah. He says he just shuddered. Edward in the 414 says resiliency instead of resilience, or I feel nauseous, which means you cause nausea, instead of the correct nauseated. Yeah, you could open up a whole. I've had people say that to me. I'm suffering from nausea. That's not a word. I mean, I know what you're saying, but like, and I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Like, I know words to a degree, but I'm not claiming to. Do you know what the Oxford comma is, Con?
No. No. I'm good.
It's when you use a comma before the word and. And it can totally change a sentence.
Yeah.
And I used to feel strongly about it. I guess I still do. John also says, words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia, dumb, knee, why? Funny, because my name is John. Well done, John. All right, let's see if we can get this this hoop quiz. I know I'm going to.
Okay.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah, so basically, I'll give you a name, and you just guess if it's real or not. And if it's real, these are actually players in the NCAA right now for basketball.
Okay. This is great, because I used to follow college basketball like crazy. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, now after you hear these names, you're going to have a couple favorite players.
I hope some of these are, because they're awesome. All right, let's start off.
All right.
That's the name. A-L-L Wright.
Yes. Is it real or fake?
It's fake.
It's real.
Come on.
It's real.
Somebody went to spell the word L right on the birth certificate and put an extra L on, or what?
I don't know.
That's so weird. All right. Okay.
All right.
0 for 1.
All right. Puma Brooks Sr.
Yes.
That's a fake name.
That's
I made that one up.
Just two shoe brands, and then you... Oh, Conrad. All right.
I almost went with Puma Nike. I was like, no, that's too much.
All right. I'm 0 for 2.
All right. Always right.
No.
It's a real name.
Come on.
I'm seriously wondering if they're brothers. All right,
brother?
And always right. I don't know.
I don't like it.
All right.
All right.
0 for 3.
Yeah.
George Washington III.
If that's a made up one, I'm just kind of mad at you.
Which one? What do you think it is?
I'll say yes. Yay!
Correct.
1 for 4. Batting 250, baby.
All right. All Bill right. Gates
no.
Jr. Correct.
There we go.
All right. You're 2 for 5. Yeah, 2 for
Batting
5.
400, okay.
Tennessee Rainwater.
I hope that's real. That's a great name. Yes. Oh, I love that name. Pete Rainwater. Yeah, that doesn't sound good, but Tennessee yeah. Schwabba. That doesn't sound... All right, whatever. Tennessee Rainwater. I love that name. Does he play for Tennessee?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. He should.
All right, the next one.
All right.
Jet Steel Fredericks.
Yes.
That's false.
Oh, come on. That's a great name.
All right. Chandler Bing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence. No.
It's actually...
No,
really?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
So somebody was a big fan of Friends, named their kid Chandler Bing, and he happens to be great at hoops?
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'm wrong. Big enough to admit what I'm...
Three for eight.
All right, 3 for 8.
All right, next one.
Which is not a bad three-point percentage.
Not bad, okay. Not bad. All right, Caillou.
No.
That's a real name.
Come on! Like the whiny cartoon character?
Spelled differently, but yes.
Well, that's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were trying to... All right. This one, this next one is so awesome, it has to be real.
Max Defender.
It's not, though. No.
It's not real.
It should be. I got that one right. And this next one, too.
Dunk Tyson.
Dunk Tyson. Even if there's not a real person named Dunk Tyson, they should change their name to that. I'm going to say yes.
It is not a real name. I made it up.
I'm happy to miss that one because it's a great.
All right. We can fit one more in here, right?
Yeah.
Burger Irving.
Yeah, that's real. That's just, you couldn't make that first word up. That's why I was,
you like that burger.
All right, to be continued. That's a great one. Good quiz. I'm not doing terrible.
It's just 10 bad. Right now.
Karen Mulrooney is coming up at 6:35, folks. After the news, we're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
107.7 WRCE News from the center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The U.S. flexing its military muscles off the coast of Venezuela. American forces targeted another alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea Thursday, the sixth strike so far. ABC's Martha Reddit.
Just 48 hours after the newest U.S. attack on a boat off Venezuela, we're learning of a massive show of military force off Venezuela's coast. ABC News confirming three nuclear-capable B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours in the Caribbean waters less than 90 miles from Venezuela.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information. Bolton, who became a vocal critic of President Trump's, accused of emailing top secret information to two family members. Bolton saying he's the latest target in Trump's weaponization of the Justice Department. Mass evacuations underway in Alaska following a devastating storm. Many flown to safety in Anchorage after entire communities were cut off by flooding. This is ABC News.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Diane Keaton's cause of death has been revealed. The actress passed away at the age of 79 on October 11th at her home in Los Angeles. According to Yahoo Entertainment, the actress's family says Keaton died of pneumonia. The Annie Hall star had had two battles with skin cancer in recent years and has also dealt with an eating disorder. Her daughter Dexter and son Duke said they were grateful for the support shown for their mother's passing. There were two great movies out this year that were totally original and unbelievably well executed in Sinners and One Battle After Another. Original movies can be done, but this is Hollywood, and according to Empire Online, there will be a new movie based on the Flintstones in space, also known as the Jetsons. Sigh. I guess the good news is Jim Carrey is being looked at for the part of George Jetson. Plenty of great filmmakers out there, but they're going back to a cartoon from 1962. Well done, Hollywood. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, some scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm as well, breezy with lows in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, still warm with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We review the week in the law, especially the federal court that just ruled that Trump can't fire thousands of federal workers. Who knew?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite or least favorite word? And that is in honor of National Dictionary Day. It's high time. Such a wonderful read. Got its own day. Joining me now, folks, this is time for the Popcorn Pick of the Week. I'm very excited. My next guest I've known for a few years. She's an incredibly talented filmmaker, actress, producer. She does a lot of different things. She's also a mom to young kids, and I'm sure their house is crazy, so I really appreciate her taking time out to give the Popcorn Pick of the Week, Miss Kara Mulrooney. Hello there, Kara.
Hi. Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm really well, thank you. That was a very kind introduction. You're always so kind.
Well, I'm underselling you because I know that, you know, I got to keep the floor low, just in case you're having a tough mom day and you can't deliver, but I know you're going to.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do my very best. Yeah, I will say, yeah. In the morning, I thrive, but you know, maybe it's good to be loose at night on the radio. I'm gonna be very present with you.
You are fine. You're so much fun, and I just love when we get to hang out or be on the radio together. It's always so fun, and I'm just such a huge fan of yours. Do you have a favorite word, Kara, or least favorite word?
No, yeah, I was listening. The one that always comes to mind is cacophony, which I used to think was cacophony. Just reading it, but cacophony certainly sounds nicer. I like, you know, words like pandemonium, and maybe in that vein would be Marge Simpson's delivery of cuckoo bananas. So there's a theme, certainly. I like crazy
with chaos. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
yes.
I always thought, and now that I can see you on the stream, I always thought, and I've told you this, and I don't think I'm the only one who's ever told you this, but you kind of have a similar look to Catherine Keener.
That is so kind, and it never gets old. I got it not too long ago, and I feel like, you know, I could be like her goofy cousin. Like, it's definitely a complimentary likeness, but I'll take it.
Well, you could play her sister, or and it's definitely a compliment. But also, I'm talking to you right now. You sound like her too. You have kind of a similar voice, because I just watched the Seinfeld recently where she plays Jerry's girlfriend. Yeah, plays.
How did I miss that?
She's the one who paints the Kramer, and she's Jerry's jealous girlfriend.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I missed that entirely. But
it's a great episode.
Being John Malkovich was such an influential film to me.
Oh yeah.
And that was my first time seeing her.
And what did you think? Did you think when you saw her, hey, I kind of look like her?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing. I mean, have you ever seen someone that looks like you? Or do you have a celebrity doppelganger?
I don't know about doppelganger, but we did this recently. One of our questions was, what celebrity do people tell you look like? And I said, when I'm in shape, Sean Penn, and when I'm not in shape, Chris Penn. But I've heard a lot of.
You're Sean to me.
Well, thank you. I got a ways to go. But anyway, I've heard Don Henley at different points in my life. The columnist Bob Green again when I'm overweight. But Michael Douglas occasionally. You know, it varies.
Oh, I can see that. See Michael Douglas. Yeah.
So.
Well, plus you have that nice mane to work with. Too.
My hair.
You could, yeah.
It's a wig.
Yeah. I could see. Oh, yeah. It's very convincing.
It's a wig.
It used to be longer.
It was. Yeah. It was quite long. And I, It's not a wig, and it's I do get a body wave. Apparently, I don't. I just like to say body wave.
You are lucky. Oh yeah, own it, honey.
I don't even know what a body wave really is. I just remember a friend of mine in eighth grade said
he came back
from the salon or whatever. His mom took him to get a haircut, and he says I got a body wave too.
Okay. So it's sort of a permanent, right?
Sort of, yeah. They do something to give it some body. Right?
That's right. It's sort of a treatment. Yeah. It's sort of like a looser type of perm. Yeah.
Your husband,
anyway,
Tate.
You're rocking it.
Well, thank you. Tate had really long hair for a while, but he was on the show semi-recently, and he's cut his hair off, and I think that looks pretty good on him, too. He's got one of those faces, you know?
Yeah, he agrees. Well, and he gets, what is wrong with me? Joaquin Phoenix. He gets Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's interesting.
Times.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I really liked his hair long. I mean, I just feel like, you know, if you have nice hair, you should celebrate it. I mean, you it's your body. You do what you want. But, you know, you've got beautiful hair. Tate has beautiful hair. He likes to keep it shorter. I was thinking about popcorn pick of the week. And I'm honestly a terrible guest for this because my viewing habits are just bizarre. And, you know, because it's all about when you can get time and then what you happen to have access to. But on our regular TV, as I call it, that you don't have to pay for, there's one channel of BBC. So that's my go-to. I just go straight to BBC. You know, if it's a period drama, I'm here for it. They recently started showing Sherlock again from 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And I bring all this up to say I really liked Benedict Cumberbatch's haircut. And so for a while, I convinced Tate to get, like when we got married.
Oh, I got to go to the Google
the Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, the Sherlock.
Well, speaking of what you watch, let's jump into some movie talk here. I'm going to ask you how you like to watch movies, what snacks you like, and then we'll ask you for your pick. And I know your life might be a little crazy right now, Carol, but you can pick a movie from your childhood or your all-time favorite or something your kids like. There's no right or wrong answer here. So you sit on that pick.
I appreciate you're taking the pressure down. So thank you.
There's never any pressure here. You've heard the show. Okay, so... So how do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater? Or do you like to watch at home?
Oh, I mean, you know, the cinema, it just makes everything, it's just a different viewing experience. Yeah. It's a wonderful. So yeah, cinema first.
It's an event.
First and foremost, it's an event. And specifically here in Milwaukee, we've got the gorgeous movie palace, the Oriental. We've got the Downer as well, which I love, but the Oriental is a true historic movie palace owned and taken care of and run by the Milwaukee Film.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Film Festival. And so we went there as a family this last weekend to see Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which is, you know, I shouldn't be abashed at this point. It's my favorite movie. It's,
did you just inadvertently give us your popcorn pick of the week ahead of time?
I did. I worked it in. Yeah. Is that okay? Oh, sure. Is there going to be like a sound effect or something?
No, we do a little thing, but that's fine.
We don't have to settle on it. Another one might come to mind, but you know, I just saw it so many, I don't ever remember not knowing that movie. I just saw it so many times as a child on VHS that it just when I hear the soundtrack, it's like a cascade of serotonin for me.
It just makes
me so happy but you know, Paul Rubens as a writer, as a performer, Pee-wee as a character, you know, this you know, he's wild.
Did your kids like it?
Oh yeah. That was definitely not their first viewing.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, the kids, well, because he's kind of like a big kid, right? And you know, Pee-wee's logic is kid logic.
Absolutely. And what a great venue.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, right, there's just not many opportunities to, you know, to see your favorite film on the big screen. I saw Barry Lyndon, so Stanley Kubrick classic, Barry Lyndon, saw it on a little TV, you know, after film school. So this is like a film that I should definitely like get and appreciate. And I did. I was a little confused by the casting, Ryan O'Neill. I was like, yeah, it's just so, I just didn't, I thought it was a fail, quite honestly. Sorry. Watching it on a little screen. But then we had the opportunity to see it on the big screen at the Oriental on 35 millimeter.
Oh, nice. And,
okay, this is completely different. I get it. I get everything.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
I just saw so many more subtleties in his performance, the humor that I really had missed on a small screen. When you have the opportunity to go to the movies and, you know, whether it's a new film or a classic, it's quite a different experience.
Absolutely. My guest is Carol Mulrooney. She's here to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. She is a Milwaukee-based actor, filmmaker, writer, producer. You really do kind of do it all. I've seen your films. I've seen you act. You're just multi-talented. So I think you're a great guest here tonight to make this pick. What are your favorite snacks, Carol?
Well, you know, I'm pretty basic. I mean, it becomes Pavlovian, right? Like you go to the movies, you're like, oh God, I want popcorn so bad. You can eat a huge, like just a shocking amount of popcorn. A bucket. Yeah. But I like the nutritional yeast, not the butter. So if they got nutritional yeast, to me, that's a top tier. Cinema.
How do you know they have, does the Oriental have that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Baby. They got a lot of toppings, but I go new. The only problem with nutritional yeast, as you might know, is it doesn't really stick to the popcorn. So, you know, you end up with a bunch at the bottom, but still,
yeah.
It's just adds a complexity to the popcorn.
I and like
it's not,
it.
Not as salty. And I think there's nutritional value. I'm not sure. But then if I'm at home, this is embarrassing a little, but I like red wine, but I cut it with sparkling water because otherwise, you know, because you're watching a movie, you're a bit distracted.
Yeah.
And so it's going down and it's going down too fast, you know, and then
you're hammered
halfway through the movie. I'm tired right. And then I don't make it till the end of the movie. So
right.
Add sparkling water, then mom will make it to the end of the movie, or else decaf coffee. I am sounding like my grandmother, my dearly departed grandmother.
A spot
a little decaf,
a spot
a little
of tea.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about, all right, so that's what your snack at home then obviously differs from your snack at the theater. You can't have wine in a theater. Well, some you can, I guess.
You can.
Yeah.
That's the thing now.
Can you do that at the Oriental too?
Girl, I think they have, sorry to grill you.
Oh, my daughter says that to me all the time.
They might even, like, honey, they might even have THC seltzers. I'm not sure, but they have a variety. They have a wide variety of cocktails in a can, proper cocktails.
I gotta move back to a city. Jeez, that's pretty cool.
Well, no, you just carry in. Right?
No, we do that. My wife and I sneak in non-alcoholic beer. That's the point we're at in our life right now. That's how we like to party. Little Blue Moon non-alcoholic in the theater. All right. So what about...
Did you say non-alcoholic Blue Moon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or are you NA?
Yeah, just for...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a personal question. I shouldn't ask you that on the radio.
You want to know how much I make a year, too? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, Rand. No, good for you. I'll say that we're all... No amount of alcohol is safe. That's what they're saying. So I take it, but it's with a bit of guilt because, you know, I might be shortening my life.
Listen, I'm not happy about... I'm not happy about the fact that I don't drink anymore, okay?
Good.
It was court-ordered. No, I'm kidding. I kind of stopped for a while and I liked it. But yeah, I still look at a martini or an old fashioned every once in a while and go, oh man, I would kill for that right now. But it's just.
So you don't break?
No, not really. I had a shot of Miller Lite at my Uncle Joe's funeral a few years ago because he loved Miller Lite. We all did that. And then I tasted, my son ordered an old fashioned and he did something different. I can't remember. I said, hey, let me have a taste of that. And I just tasted it because I was curious. But yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I could put him back with the best of them back in the day, you know. But
yeah. Okay. Old. But health. Well, right. So health wise, it's a concern. Do you sleep better without
Much.
It?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to sleep. We're going to do a very short break here and I'm going to get a 2-minute nap. That's how well I sleep. I am. It's perfect. All right.
Get it.
We're going to do a very quick break. Carol Mulrooney is here. When we come back, she's going to give us her popcorn pick of the week. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October is 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trade rape? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me on this Thursday night, this chilly fall night here in downtown Green Bay. I hope it's sunny and 75 wherever you are, though. And it is great to have you here. Join the fun. Text us your favorite word or least favorite word. It's National Dictionary Day. This is funny. And these corporate words drive you crazy, too, I'm sure. Monica from the 608 says, managers at my work use functionality too much, referring to some piece of crap system that's not functioning. And opportunity, as in, I have an opportunity for you. That's an annoying one, too. When translated, it just means you're shoving more work on me, but we're not paying you more. Just say what you mean. Agreed. And TJ from Oshkosh says, NA Blue Moon is my favorite NA beer right now. So good. You are right, TJ. And I was just telling Kara that, and they're out of it. Like last weekend, they were out of it at all three places in Marinette I can get it. So I had to switch to Sam Adams, and Sam Adams is pretty good too. Like my friend who's a brewmaster at Flicks in Madison, Dave Hansen, said they've nailed non-alcoholic beer. Like it tastes good, but I, Kara, am more like a whiskey guy. That's always been my drink. I never drank regular beer. It just wasn't for me. But the non-alcoholic whiskey is not quite there yet.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm impressed by your restraint. Well, especially because I imagine you're in environments where there's drinking.
Yeah.
I guess that's where having the NA option comes in. When I was pregnant, I would always have something that resembled a cocktail. Sparkling water with some cranberry. It is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. When I go to a supper club now, I just get like club soda with lemon, room temp in a cocktail glass. I can rock that. That's not too bad.
I'm just curious, why room temp?
I don't know. I don't like
more product. You get more product. You don't have to keep asking for refills.
No, it's not. I understand that logic, but it's not that. It's just I want to. I don't know. It's very unsettling to drink something too cold.
Oh,
maybe
you are getting older, aren't you?
Maybe it goes.
Unsettling. I'm unsettled by a cold beverage. I just need to play that back for you.
Clip that for me. And hey, we've got a fun clip you sent us. We're going to play in a little bit too. But let's get to your pick. So this is Cara Mulrooney, Milwaukee actress filmmaker, is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. I want to ask you one more question before I ask you what your pick is. What do you do in theaters when people get loud? You're kind of a brassy Irish. I wouldn't mess with you type. Do you say something or what do you do?
Well, I'm probably like most people where I start with a look. But it depends where you are. Like, if you're in a theater where there's a lot of, when in Rome, not that I would start talking as well, but, it just becomes a part of the experience. Now, if someone's on a phone, that is infuriating. And I would go back to my hall director days, and I confront sounds aggressive, but I would approach.
Yeah.
I would approach.
Do you want to hear something? You just reminded me when you said that, when I was at my daughter's play, children's theater, it's about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, some guy sitting right in the middle, his phone went off and it was a duck quack. And he couldn't find the damn phone. I was about ready to go over there and get him in a headlock. And then this moron answers the phone and he's taking the call. Yeah. Yeah. I should be there in about 20 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what is the matter with you? Oh, I swear to God, I like looked for him after and he took off. He wasn't there. I missed him. But I was going to say, these kids have been working for months and you're talking about
put down. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he seriously needed a beating.
Everyone would have been with you. Like no matter what you said or did, like the whole theater would have been with you. You could have led the mob.
We all ganged up on him. All right, Cara Mulrooney. So great to have you here. I think it's time. Conrad, a drum roll, please, if you would, for Cara Mulrooney's popcorn pick of the week. Go for
it. Okay. My popcorn pick of the week is your favorite childhood movie. So for me, it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay.
So I'm sorry if I'm bucky. So you can say officially it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but I guess what I would say is go back to your a movie that you watched on repeat as a child.
Yeah.
For comfort, but then maybe also from like an investigative point of view. Like, look at like, oh my God, is that why I like the color red?
Oh,
or
wow,
like,
that's interesting.
Like, is that why I got a German Shepherd? Or, just like, why was that why I married this woman? Like,
that's
and,
funny.
The crush on this actress as a child, like, to what degree did this movie that you watched on repeat form you? So that's my
great
pick, but I don't mean to like buck, or like not refuse the assignment.
No, so, you did. You did a little spoiler alert with Pee-wee, but that's a great choice and that's totally fine. I didn't really go over the ground rules with you beforehand, which I typically do, but that is totally fine. And I love the angle. And you talk about like, I had such a crush on Adrian Barbeau when I was younger and to the point where...
No, remind me, wait, who's that again? I'm sorry.
Adrian Barbeau, you just have to Google it. She was in a ton of 70s and 80s movies. Beautiful.
Okay, what's one of them? What's one of the films?
If you saw her, you would know who she was. But I actually, I liked her so much. I thought when I was in my mid-20s, maybe I got a shot. Her career is pretty much her best, her best work.
Did you ever shoot your shot? Did you have the opportunity?
I did not. And I fell in love with someone else and it just worked out.
Luckily, does she look like Adrian Barbeau?
No, she looks
like same hair color. Nothing.
No, but my wife. My wife looks exactly like what is her name? She played Gigi. I'm totally blanking. I'll find it out for you. Oh God, what is her name? Con, you've seen Gigi. It's your favorite movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The NA isn't helping your brain fog.
No, Leslie Caron. Leslie Caron, that's who my wife looks. All right, can we keep you for a few more minutes? I want to do the Pee Wee Herman thing. We got to do that.
Of course.
All right, fantastic. This week's Popcorn Pick of the Week, folks, is Pee Wee Herman. Thank you to Carol Mulrooney, who's going to stick around with us. And we've got a clip of her interaction with Pee Wee Herman to play coming up after the news in Act Two. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It seems like
yesterday. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton became the third outspoken critic of President Trump to face criminal charges in as many weeks. Bolton Thursday was indicted on 18 charges, including unlawful retention of national defense information. He's denied wrongdoing. His attorney says the documents were no longer classified. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer says the Bolton indictment is more detailed than the charges against James Comey or Letitia James.
Is nullifying how John Bolton can say, I didn't know. There are multiple arguments here that the prosecutor is making that shows that he had knowledge and willfully committed this act. I think kind of cutting off any avenue for an argument.
Today, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House a day after the president spoke with Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours. And the U.S. struck another suspected drug vessel in the Caribbean. As ABC News has learned, three B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours in Caribbean waters. This is ABC News.